Welcome to OlaTalks.com. This is the Business Startup Edition. My name is Ola. On today's episode, I have an email question that I want to go through. It's all about starting a business with no money. So let's get into it, all right? How to start a business from home with no money. So here's the email. I've been watching the home business space for about 9 years, but I'm ready to pull the trigger. 9 years? It took you 9 years to decide that you're going to pull the trigger? That makes me want to tell you to don't bother. Honestly, I got to be honest with you. Because one of the best skills as an entrepreneur you want to have is decision making. With limited information, you can make a decision. That's one of the best skills you can have as an entrepreneur. And if it took you 9 years to realize that you need to build a business, I don't know, man. If I were to be hiring, I would want you to prove to me. Or if I was giving you an opportunity, I want you to prove to me a little further that you deserve to be in entrepreneurship. But let's continue the email. The corporate ladder is not working out for me, and I'm ready to quit. You just realized that? Well, it works out for a few people, you know, but clearly it's not working for you. But I'm shocked you're just realizing that. I'm naturally skeptical, so I never truly believe in any of the success stories floating around until recent times. Now, here's the thing. If you're a naturally skeptical person, it's okay. You know, there's a lot of scam artists and all kind of fake stuff out here. A lot of people with ulterior motives. A lot of craziness. You just never know who you're running into. I can completely understand that. However, in spite of all that, right? Despite all that, you should still be able to make a move. There's more than enough information. Yes, granted, limited information for you to pull a trigger. So no excuses. Except that you're naturally skeptical. And your skepticism is not necessarily a tool either. Objections. I love objections. I can handle objections. It's okay to have questions about something you're getting into, but skepticism about success stories. I mean, how long are you going to be skeptical for, right? It's almost like you don't believe in yourself. When people tell me that, it's a typical sign that they don't believe in themselves, not in the other vehicle. I mean, it's easy to point a finger at other entities, but it's a typical sign for me that somebody doesn't believe in itself, and hopefully we can fix that today, right? So, a cousin of mine that I haven't spoken to in about 3 years pulled up to my house in a Beamer and a laptop talking about he missed me. When I asked him what he had been up to, he answers living life. After some pressure, he admits to running a home business. Listen, this all you have to do, you know, I live in New Jersey, it's about 40 minutes from New York City. If I'm ever skeptical, all I have to do is drive into New York City and you'll see more time than there, taking the subway every day, going to the office, and yes, living life, you know. And yes, a lot of things going on out there. But the whole idea of being skeptical about somebody making enough money is a little shady to me. But don't get me wrong, I know there's a lot of people like that, even in their face. They just don't believe anything. They don't believe in themselves. That's usually what it is. But it's sad. And I think it's a disease that needs to be cured somehow, some way. Because success stories are everywhere, okay? Yes, there are some that make up some, right? Yes, there are fake stories out there. But come on. There's only so much you can make up. There's only so much you can pretend. If you see something consistent, you see an advertising over and over, chances are something is working for them. In the campaign, right? If you see somebody telling you so for years upon year, 9 years to come, chances are something is working. So waiting 9 years, Jesus. If I gave you an opportunity right now, you're going to have to wait 9 years to decide what you need to do to double the talent, to triple the talent, to 10x the talent. That's my fear for someone like this coming into the game, right? So, and then also I noticed that people like this are very okay with the job. Remember, the person that owns the company you work for is an entrepreneur. They took a risk. They're taking a risk out on you by even hiring you at all. So something to think about, you know. So when you're skeptical, just think about it. We're all entrepreneurs. Somehow, at some level, you're connected to an entrepreneur one way or the other. All right? So when I asked him, under pressure, he admitted to running a home business. I know for a fact that this guy was broke and if I remember well, he lost his house to foreclosure a few years back. Yeah, there's a lot of people that lost their house to foreclosure. That means nothing, okay? Let me explain that to you, okay? If somebody lost their house to foreclosure, it means nothing. Somebody took a loss. That's what that is. Somebody cut their loss. A house is not the best investment. Okay, it's just a house. You pay for a house, you have to pay for a roof over your head anyway. Okay, that's just it's not really an investment. It's an expense. All right. So if they now lost into foreclosure because the wrong decision was made at some point, that means nothing. Okay, so clearly this person lost their house a few years back, but they picked themselves back up, and now he's rolling around in a Beamer and working from a laptop. That's the true lifestyle you can have today. Absolutely, you can serve a lot of people, because really money comes from serving people. Money comes from giving value to the world, and yes, you can serve a whole lot of people when you learn the skills of how to. So I have plans to grill him more. There's nothing to grill. Is there such a thing as starting a business from home with no money, or it takes money to make money? Well, just like I said in one of my few videos ago, no, it does not take money to make money. It takes resources. And it does not take resources to get resources. It takes resourcefulness. Okay? So if you become resourceful, right, then you can come up with resources based on what you have. Like I said in the other video, you have internet connection right now, clearly. How can you make money from the internet connection you have right now? That's how you want to think. So it doesn't take money to make money. It takes resources. You can come up with the resources. You can use other people's resources in exchange for feeding them something back, in exchange for something of value to them, right? So that's how the economy works. Economy, remember trade by barter? Trade by barter was, you know, there was no currency at some point. People exchange goods for each other. That's how you create the economy. But now they use currency as a medium, right? And that's economy. That's all economy. So it doesn't take money to make money. It takes resourcefulness. It takes your desire. It takes the right mindset. That's what it takes. Okay? So now, as far as, is there something about starting a business from home? Absolutely, you can start a business from home. I've been working from home since October 2006. Okay? And you count the years now, okay? I've been working from home since October 2006 and feeding my family and more than my family with that. Okay? So it's absolutely possible. So if you want to start a business from home, I think about three things. SMS, that's sales, marketing, services. Find something that you can do in those arenas. Sales, marketing, services, sales. Sell something for other people. Sell other people's product and make a commission. Marketing, spread the message for other people, and then you make some commissions. You make money from helping them spread the message, generating leads for other people. Services, something you already know how to do, right? Something, a skill you know how to do, you do it for other people that don't have the time, and you make money from that. You can start a business. It's all about resourcefulness, okay? So hopefully I was able to give you some tips, some perspective on that. If you want me to help you further, all you have to do is send me an email, ask@allatalks.com, or you can leave me a comment right below. It takes me several weeks to get back to you. If you want a quicker way to get a hold of me, go through the link on the screen, allatalks.com. You can see the description area, clickable. You click on it, it takes you there, allatalks.com/mastermind. You sign up for the free PDF, the free masterclass, okay? And then over $11,000 worth of free value that you will get from that link as well too. So go there right now, and I'll see you on the next one, and peace.